There is almost no one going through this process already who is not looking for additional finance. And we're not talking about insignificant amounts of money. We're talking about tens of thousands of euros. I gave the example of the homeowner who is house of just over 1,200 square feet. That is a real life example of somebody going through the building process right now. It is as current as I can get it. It is real. The finances have to be bottomed out. It has to be bottomed out, or you have to come in and do an end-to-end scheme. You have to be able to allow people to move forward, because at the moment, people are cobbling things together. They're looking for extra finance. We heard last week about the issues with the banks, etc. That is a roadblock. If that is not resolved, it will continue to be a roadblock, especially for those who have very, very limited access to savings or being able to raise a loan, for example. They are absolutely trapped, as colleagues in other areas said. They are utterly, what do they do? What is the answer from the Department of Housing for somebody who's looking at maybe 30, 40, 50k shortfall and they do not have access to finance, yet they cannot progress through? Again, with regard to vulnerable people, we have people in situations, they are literally trapped in their home because there are roadblocks that will not allow them to progress. We know that alternative accommodation is an issue. For lots of people, finding accommodation is an issue anyway. But if you've got any kind of special or complex need, it is almost impossible. Therefore, they are trapped.